So as you probably know, if you know the story, the emperor goes on a parade through the town and everybody's oohing and aahing. Nobody sees it, but everybody is giving everyone else the signals that they do. Until finally, at the very end of a parade, a little boy who's not aware of things like reputation and all the rest of it, gossip, says he's not wearing any clothes. And instantly, gone. The whole illusion is gone. Okay? That's the power of social proof. Now, what's happening in our society today is that these loudspeakers of social media, mainstream media, politics, all of it, are blaring stories at us. And they're blaring them at us so consistently and so loudly. And they're giving us so much social proof. Well, the doctors and the scientists and all that, 997 out of 10,000 scientists agree that global warming is a blah, blah, blah. Here comes all the proof. And they're bombarding us with what we know to be insane. And they're doing it so often and so effectively that we begin to think, well, we must be nuts or we just want to get along, or we don't want to be kicked out of the group or banished from the kingdom or called a racist or whatever it is. We don't want to be cut out of the social circle, and so we go along. It is the most important, most powerful motivator of psychology. It is more important than your most dearly held beliefs. If you actually tested people and you gave them a chance to speak up for their most deeply held beliefs in a room full of people who disagreed with them, most people, not all of them, most people would go along, and we're all going along to some degree. We're complaining about it in public. We're complaining about it in the company of ourselves. We're complaining about it in the company of people who we know will agree with us, like those of us here. But when it comes time to actually take a stand, when the pressure's on, almost none of us are doing that. Boeing is no longer the Boeing that it used to be. Now you begin to see why they can't get valves right. Now you begin to see why their spacesuits don't work. Now you can begin to see why the Starliner and Orion and all the rest of it before that, it's been left in the dust by other, better, smaller, faster companies. It's exactly the same for NASA, and it's exactly the same for the United States. There's talk about spending $3.5 trillion. Remember the stimulus bill in 2008 that was so astonishingly expensive that we just fought tooth and nail? $800 billion? This bill that they're talking about passing now is four times that amount. Four times that amount. Sooner or later, this kind of spending is going to bankrupt the economy. But nobody is responsible for it, you see. That's why the Boeing effect is so pernicious. Ultimately, what the Boeing effect is it is the evolution of a structure, a corporation, a government, what agency like NASA, into a structure that becomes so big, so broad, so many layers, that there is no individual responsibility and no individual authority. And now we really get to the brass tacks, both politically and in terms of the business model. It's too big. It's too fat. It's too slow. It's too expensive. It's too lazy. It is resting on its laurels, is what Boeing is doing. And that's what America's been doing a lot lately, too, resting on its laurels. It's been so good at so many things for so long. We've made so much money. We've had such a powerful economy. We've generated so much revenue and enriched the entire world that now our government essentially thinks that money can just be printed, and what could possibly go wrong? So if you don't know why Boeing cannot make a spacesuit, cannot make a capsule that gets off the pad, cannot get a valve working on a rocket engine when they built the Saturn V first stage 50-some years ago, now you know why. Because the people that made Boeing aren't there anymore. Now the people that made Boeing are replaced by the people that grew up with Boeing being the leader in the world, and that's how they treat it. And it's the exact same thing with our federal government, all of it, all the way. Military too, same thing, all of it. The Boeing effect is here, it's always been here, it always will be here. If we expect to be successful in the future, we'd better cast off all of this big, heavy, expensive stuff and get right back down to brass tacks and understand that we have to invent the future and invent our reputations on a daily basis. And the day that we stop innovating and start trying to keep other people out of the market is the beginning of that stopwatch where our days are numbered.